Okay, so this video I want to make about my thoughts on women in the workforce. Now, my thoughts are going to be purely from an overall view of a general average of it. I'm not speaking about every single woman, because there definitely are some Florence Nightingales out there. There's definitely some, you know, some legit women whose brain can think outside of her own body, and she can like truly genuinely think of others. But for the overwhelming majority, that's just not the case. Just starting off with that topic, the reality of it is, the overwhelming majority of women can never think outside of their own head. Okay, meaning they can never see the full reality of situations. See, and this is why women, since the beginning of biological time between men and women, this is why women need men, is because men know how to think. Let's say if the world is here, men know how to think here, look down on the world and plan around it. Where women, at highest, most of our brains get like here, like they can live with it type of thing, but they're never in control for long. This is why women need men. Men have that sort of that extra survival instinct, the extra hunter instinct. We have that extra urge to fight for survival. Where women, yeah, they'll fight at first, as long as the sun's shining. I want my survival. But then they can, you know, they mess around. That sun goes down. I was like, where's Dan and Tommy? They can come help me for my survival. Like that, it's just their nature. They can't help it. I'm not saying this to talk down all women. It's just simple history. Okay, like seriously, it's just their biological nature and history, because they got to start fucking and having kids, so they need somebody to come take care of them. So it's burnt in their heads that look, somebody's supposed to take care of me. Somebody's going to take care of me. As long as I open my legs, somebody's going to come take care of me. But it's so deeply burned in them that it comes out. It's just what their soul is at this point. For most of them, that's really where they are. Now, diving into the workforce, you see, the workforce is a weaponized form of survival. And when I say it's a weaponized form of survival, meaning for a lot of jobs, you have to go in there and perform at a certain level every day until you retire, or until, you know, whatever, until something happens, blah, 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 you lose your job, whatever. You have to go in there day in, day out, sunrise, sunset, sick, snowy, rainy, hot, cold. You have to go in there and put a certain level of performance. Now, men are built for this. Men are built for that pain and punishment every day, along with the, you know, the kudos and the glory that comes along with it. We're built for that. But see, women are not built for that day in, day out grind, rain, sleet, snow, cold, hot, and you got to still perform a certain level. See, because as soon as that sun goes down, well, I just talked to my mother, and I had a cold like last week. They're made to self-destruct. You see, so this is why their primary default programming is self-destruct. Now they can pretend to keep up with men as long as the sun's shining. You see, as long as the sun's shining, everybody can be tough. You know, in a metropolis with the sun shining, you know, everybody's tough then. But let it start raining, and you know what I'm saying, and three roads is shut down, and a grocery store is closed. You see, that's where the men start to separate from the women. The men instinctively know what to do, and the women biologically instinctively go, oh, well, Dan will come fix it. her brain won't even go into how to actually fix it. If it does, it's purely from speculation, and, you know, just to talk shit like in a barbershop type shit. They're not actually gonna go out there and do it. You know, that's a whole other mentality to actually get off the fucking couch and go do it. You see, I remember there was a meme around years ago about feminism, and it was this meme about this woman was like, she had her head up against a window. You look out the window saying, I'm a woman. We're equal. I am equal to a man. And outside it was snowing, and a man was shoveling the driveway. And it went back to the woman and said, I'll be equal tomorrow. Because that's what it is. And it's so funny watching women just operate in the world, because they really know what it is. But it's like, if they admit to any of this being true, that's the equivalent of a woman saying she's wrong, and she's never going to say she's wrong. Okay. Very rarely will you find that. So, like, it's fun. Like, it's like watching women operate in the workforce in the world is the same thing as watching a 9-year-old trying to hold up an argument that he can turn his go-kart into a race car, to a legit race car, after he realizes that, yeah, he was talking some dumb shit. And he's just like, no, I can put brakes on I can put brakes and an engine on it. It'll keep up with that Maserati. Yeah, it will. You're like, and you're just like, no, it won't. Like, he's like, yeah, it will. Like, that's the equivalent of women working 40-hour week jobs and careers. Like, they're going to fight. Like, they know it's idiotic for them. It's traumatizing for them. And the reason I say it's traumatizing is because, okay, who went to go see psychologists and therapists 30, 40 years ago? Who went to go 20, 30, 40? Who was the primary? Who was the group who went to go see therapists, psychologists, counselors back then? People who were traumatized, people who were raped, who killed people, who watched people get killed. Those are people. Now guess who sees it? Women in the workforce. You want to know why? Because working as a man is traumatizing to a woman. They're traumatized. So now they got to have 4 different medications and see 4 and 5 different psychologists every week just to stay afloat. But then when they go around their other female friends, like what bitches do, they go around, hi, I'm happy. My life is perfect. While they're on 5 medications and 4 psychologists. It's a fucking joke, man. The whole thing is a joke. They know it, but they don't want to say it because if they say it, it's going to be saying that they were wrong, and no woman's going to ever say she's wrong. It's just like, it's so funny, man. Like, another reason why I would probably, I will say this, it would have to take a really special woman. But as of right now, I would never vote for a woman as president. I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I didn't vote for Donald Trump either. When they ran, but I definitely want to go vote for Hillary Clinton. I would never vote for a female president. If I had to pick one of those two, I would have picked Donald Trump. But I didn't vote for either one of them. I voted for some dude that wasn't going to win.
The reason I will until I see like a legit Florence Nightingale pop up, I will never vote for a female president, and neither will women. Because guess who voted for Donald Trump? Women voted for Donald Trump. Okay? Because I'm sure women will probably agree with me on this. The reason why I would never vote for a woman to be president, unless it's like a special case, like a Florence, like I always use Florence Nightingale, because I got on her a while back and read a lot into her, and she was legit. So she has my respect. Unless it's a woman like that, or somewhere in that realm of like, you know, doing things on their own and getting shit done. And reading her quotes and seeing the shit she was saying, and she had like real shit to say. Unless I see a woman like that, I would never vote for a woman as president. Because when, like I said earlier, women's brains are not programmed to think outside of their own body. So as soon as their little feelings and emotions get hurt, they going crazy. You see? They're going fucking, they'll go fucking mad. There's no telling what they'll do. Well, you didn't have to come in and say it like that. You see, like that's what bitches do, because they take everything personal because their brains can't separate and see anything higher than them. So it's everything's always about, see, the only reason why women try to act, okay, the only reason why the average woman nowadays appears to think for others and care for others is simply because women know that men want to see them think of others and care for others. It's not because it's their natural thing. See, men naturally think for others and care for others. Men are likable and lovable. Women are not likable and lovable. See, when a woman has to work in a workforce or be, let's just say be president, see, she now has all these different methods of attacking the world now to juggle properly. To still be respected, because now she has to be feminine, but then she has to choose when to be dominant, and she has to be submissive here, then be a little masculine, then have good sportsmanship, but then know when to not have good. See, to a man, it's normal to juggle these things, because we've had to live with this since we were born. We've had to learn all these things since younger ages. Women didn't have to learn how to do anything other than stand there and be woman. So when woman has to finally learn how to juggle these different characteristics, well, to her,
it's the equivalent of you trying to learn when and how to nitpick drama with other bitches. Like, it would be torturous for you to remember that and figure it out. You'll just be like, fuck it, you know. But so like, but it would be like if you seriously like went to like a 6-week class on how to choose when to talk to Susan and when not to talk to Susan, when to give her a mean eye, and then when, you know, it would be the same. That's what it is for women. Okay, for them to be out in the world and truly have like genuine characteristics, they had to learn these. You see, they weren't born with this shit. They didn't, or they didn't learn it all throughout their childhood. If they had to learn, they had to learn when they got older and they had to actually go out and work at now. So to them, like it's just mind blowing to them to have to keep up with it. This is why women don't understand men. That's the core reason why women don't understand men, because a woman can't. It's seriously torturous to the female brain to have to keep up with characteristics, because the only character they ever had to have was to just stand there, take a bath, and be woman. That's the only characteristic. That, and then anything after that, a man would just work around it to get to her pussy. So by the time she gets older, she has to figure out all these, you know, all this personality. She has to figure out, and it's torturous. It's torturous to her. It drives them insane. That's why they're on 5 different medications, seeing 4 different psychologists, and drinking themselves to sleep every night. This is why they're like that. It's torturous for them to become to function on anywhere near the same level as a man on a day in, day out basis. It drives them fucking insane because their brains were never made to do that from the first place. From the first point, their brains was meant to sit. See, their brains. I think it was Albert Einstein who said it. Was Einstein? It was some motherfucker. He had a quote saying it, and they never talk about it because everybody knows it's real shit. But everybody knows it's real shit. But it came from a well respected, intelligent motherfucker. So nobody ever brings it up. I think it was Albert Einstein who said this. Or maybe it was Tesla. It was one of them. They said something along the line. I'm going to loosely quote it. But it was something along the lines of women do the best with children because both of their brains are extremely short-sighted. Like a woman and child's brain. This is why I tell you guys all the time. Women, their brains are equivalent to children's. Like I said, the average woman's brain is equivalent to about a four or five-year-old child mixed with a German Shepherd. That's as high as most of their brains go. And in anything after that, that they're feeding you to prove they're intelligent, they've only adopted those traits because they think that's what men want to see. You see, that's why, you know, you have some women there walking around in pantsuits and shit, because they figure this, if they take on the male's characteristics, this is what men want to see. So they can be respected again to get that same attention that they got when they were, you know, 17 and sexy and all that shit. That's why they do it. Like, it's back to the quote. Yeah, woman's brain is very short-sighted. Women, like, why won't vote for woman as president? It's because a woman's brain is very short-sighted. It's only about like with a child. It's only about them. Now, yeah, just like with a child, when you're raising a 4 or 5-year-old and you got to remind that kid to share his toys, share her toys, be nice to them. You see, it's the same thing with women. Their brains never grow out of that, and it's always there. The only thing is they learn to mimic men with it. But their core nature is always to be stuck in that. You have to tell them to be nice to them, share with this, you know, think about their emotions, blah, blah, blah. Men, we naturally get there over time, you see. And reality, that's what makes us, a lot of times when we start off in a dating world, that's what makes us the nice guy, is because we get there much quicker than women can ever dream to. Okay, so then when we hit the dating world and then we're thinking about the woman's feelings and emotions, blah, blah, and it just makes us the nice guy. So nice guys don't get pussy. Why? Because in that situation, women are after like. Like, now that is a case where like attracts like on a natural level. Like how women like the asshole guys, that's because women are assholes. You see what I'm saying? Like they try to project this illusion of being nice, loving, caring, because they know that's what society wants to see out of them. But this is the perfect scenario when like attract likes actually works, because see, this is like attracting like on a natural level, meaning this is what they are. This is why women naturally go after the bad boys, because women, the asshole, bad boy, douchebags, because women are actually asshole douchebags, but they're just pretending that they're nice and loving. You see, but see, that lures in the nice guy to think that, oh, well, we're like attracts. This should be like attracts like. But you see, the woman is being false to him. You see, she's being false by projecting that nice, where the guy's being, he's genuinely being nice. And I think all guys can agree with that. Guys, when we're being nice, like a lot of times, like, we're genuinely trying to be nice. Women are always doing it for a manipulative reason, because deep down, they know that they're not worth anything. They know they're pieces of shit. They know they hate the way they view others and view the world and view how they judge people. So this is why they feel more comfortable with an asshole. You see? Because the asshole pretty much projects that. Anyway, back to the topic. Yeah, women in the workforce. I could not vote for a female president. I couldn't unless she showed me like some shit, like I said, like a Florence Nightingale or a Maude Clooney. Some shit like that, George Clooney's wife. Unless it was one like that, a woman could never get my vote to run anything that had any type of real world consequences. Okay, that was above her immediate world and her immediate perception. A woman just could not get my vote. Like if I were to get married again, my ideal wife would be a woman who probably like worked in a bakery or some shit like that, part time, something like that. That would be my ideal wife. Okay, now. It would be a woman like that, because my ex wife, she worked 40 hours a week, and I'm saying once a woman's brain gets introduced to that, and then let her fuck around and become stable independently, and pay her own bills and shit like that. Once their brain gets introduced to that, they are officially ruined. They can't go back, because like that goes to another part of woman's nature. Women cannot, once they go forward anyway, they can't go backwards. Okay. So once they get that, they never can, like their brain is it's forever ruined. You might as well just stick a fork in them. And usually once women hit that point, when you deal with them on an interpersonal level, it's usually going to be one or two things. Either one, she's going to be either one, she's going to give you whatever you want, or two, she's going to be a complete stuck up bitch the whole time. And that's how all her relationships will be. Because this is how a woman is going to be, one extreme or the other every time, especially once they start hitting over 30, either she's going to be completely submissive, give you whatever you want, be the perfect, you know, what she thinks is being perfect, or she's going to be a complete stuck up bitch. That's just the two, and either one of those is not beneficial to a workforce, okay? Because when women's brains are usually, throughout my history, women's brains usually do the worst with seeing the overall big picture of something. They usually do the absolute, like they're usually on self-destruct when it comes to this point. Like they would rather ruin somebody's life instead of look at the reality of what actually happened. You see what I'm saying? And they would genuinely want to ruin that person's life. Like, I remember I had a pretty girlfriend one time. And like I said, the only reason they would even fuck with me because like I wouldn't even, like I would treat them like shit. So I was driving. And she asked me something. And I said, no. And she goes, if you tell me no again, I'll murder you in your sleep. Because she had never been told no before. And that was her genuine, honest response. Now, she tried to make it cute, but she's like, yeah, if you tell me no again, I'll murder you in your sleep. That's woman's brain. They can't, like, if they're just told no or anything negative happens to them, their life is just blown up. You were mean to me. You texted me, I'm ugly. Like, that's how they are. Like, how can you think for one second you can employ this shit in a 40-hour week job that can have life consequences? It's a fucking joke.